Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi. 7 after. It's Wednesday, March the 23rd. This is the DJV program, a radio program that listeners of all ages will actually love. If you're new to the program, may I introduce, please, the lovely Jennifer Horn, along with the lovely Victoria Keelan and the lovely Jay Kirshner, all of them here with the lovely Doug Steffen, to go through the events of the day, news of the day, issues. What is it that matters today? Well, I'd like to be a resident of, I was thinking about the cities of Ukraine, pretty obvious there. But let's say you lived in Russia. Let's say you lived in Moscow. What do you suppose life is like for people who live there and who are wondering what's what and who's who? And I wonder how much of what you're thinking is built around what Putin has done with his opposition, Alexei Navalny, who's been sentenced to 9 years in the slammer. I'm surprised he only got 9 years, frankly. I'm surprised he isn't dead someplace. I think a lot of other people. You think that's because a lot of people are watching Putin now and he doesn't dare? Huh?
Totally. Even before Russia invaded Ukraine, I'm pretty sure, I forget when it was, but sometime before the end of last year, when the whole Navalny thing really went international. And he was just being held basically for nothing. And then they made up these charges of fraud. And now they labeled him an extremist group. He was the member, of course, of like an anti-corruption. That was his group. And so they've been labeled as an extremist group. Yeah. So now they've been labeled by Russia as an extremist group. So that's why he got the 9 years. It's just... He was literally, I saw some of the video of his sentencing, he's literally just laughing at part of it because it's so preposterous. Yeah. And he's been through so much already. He did look a lot better than I expected him to look because we know he's been poisoned and almost dead a couple times.
Yeah.
So,
right. So is he the one, can the oligarchs get behind him? Is he enough of a player that if they're to oust Putin, get rid of him in some way, shape, or form, that this guy gets put up as the leader?
I don't think he would. He has a lot of support from like regular people, but I don't know that the oligarchs are a fan of his either.
Yeah,
he's
really
you know, I, yeah. So I'm not really sure who they
definition.
Would want. Mm. Right.
The
I don't
mayor
know who they would want.
My community of Framingham, Massachusetts, been like a lot of other mayors and leaders here in our country, showing support for Ukrainians. The blue and yellow lights in front of City Hall were noted for the first time last night here. But we, unlike a lot of communities in, there are some who have sister cities in Russia. I don't know whether where you live, Victoria, there's a sister city. Where you are, Jay, there's a sister city. I don't know if there's a sister city for Los Angeles. You may know that or may not know.
I don't know that, but I'm pretty sure in the, I forget what section of Brooklyn, in New York, I think there's with a big Russian population.
Right.
There might be a sister city.
We have some Russians that live here in Framingham, but that wasn't the move behind the mayor addressing the relationship with Lomonosov, Lomonosov. Apparently, when I was talking, I didn't remember this, or if I knew it, I'd forgotten it. Remember I was talking on Monday about the families that came here in the 50s and 60s, they were from Hungary and Czechoslovakia. Well, apparently at that time, we invited or we allowed some Russians who were, they were compromised somehow or other. So we allowed them to come and stay here and live here, and they came from this city in Russia. There are four or five families. So then we developed a family or sort of a sister city relationship with them. And so the mayor sent a letter yesterday. I wonder how many, again, people around the country, residents of cities and towns, because of the problems they've had with food, clothing, water, all that stuff. We collected a lot of that and have sent it over there under the mayor's direction. So the attorney general recommended being careful when it came to social media posts and email soliciting donations, because there are a lot of fraudulent, a lot of organizations and charities that are crooked. And so this is all came out as part of the mayor's address to the city on Ukraine. And one of the things that he did was send a letter over, and this is what he said. Framingham has enjoyed a sister city relationship with Lomonosov, or whatever, however you pronounce it, since the mid-1990s. There was a fellow who came to this to the city from this city in Russia. His name was Irving, and his anglicized name is August. I can't pronounce his Russian name. Anyway, this is a city that's near St. Petersburg, and so we've had people come from there to live here or to visit here or to stay with families here, and vice versa. So the letter that he sent to the leader of the government over there stated that he appreciated the warm cross-cultural relationship we've had over the years, but that we completely disapprove, and the word isn't resent, but it's close to it. I'm paraphrasing because I saw the letter last night and I don't remember exactly the wording. But I know the mayor wished good health to the people of the city, hoped that they would share in the condemnation of the barbaric military actions that have been launched against them. So there hasn't been a response to that yet. But I wonder, again, the reason I ask the question is because I wonder how many people around the country are aware of these sorts of sister-city relationships.
And I wonder how many people are thinking about, you know, some of the Russians that are caught up in all of this. It's really easy to vilify the country because we don't like Vladimir Putin, but there are a lot of people who are just stuck in there who are not getting any of the sympathy that Ukraine is because they're Russian just because of their nationality. And it's like, I don't know, I was talking with a former representative for the State Department yesterday about how what's going on and what our greatest threat is. And, you know, I asked her, I said, of all the places right now, she said Iran is actually our greatest threat to the toll of, like, human life, basically. The risk of human life is coming from Iran more than anywhere else. But I asked her about Vladimir Putin's inner circle and who's next, because we don't seem to know a lot about that. And she said even American intelligence right now, U.S. intelligence, doesn't know a lot about who would be next, because he's surrounded himself with so many other people who are KGB people that they just kind of stick low, they lay low, and who knows? She said no one really has a good grasp about who would be next after Vladimir Putin, but he's got himself ingrained with people who have that same ideology. So
he would have to. I mean, or else it's
Right. And so it's really easy to say, yeah, wouldn't it be great if it was Navalny? But the truth is, we don't know who would be the next person, the succession, because he's got himself surrounded by like-minded people right now.
The secondary stories of people like this Ukrainian newspaper writer who was captured by the Russians the other day was released yesterday. She recorded a video claiming that the Russians saved her life. And then when she got out, she said it was bull. That was a condition of her release that they, you know, and this is the simplistic thinking.
It's just like China.
It's
just like China.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Crazy.
We know this. Anybody with a sophisticated brain knows that it's nonsense. But yet, a lot of people in the world are not that well educated, and they aren't that sophisticated, so they believe this stuff. It reminds me of the propaganda that Saddam Hussein used to put out. That was complete and utter nonsense. But listen, that's kind of some of the way the world floats, if you will. A lot of people who are analyzing, some of the people in the military side of things, about how the Air Force there, they do have some. I think we were left with the opinion, or not the opinion, but we were left with the thought that because the Polish didn't give the planes to the Ukrainians, they didn't have any planes. But apparently they do have some air defenses, and they've used them. The pilots are better than the Russians, and so they've been fighting and knocking the Russian planes down. I don't know if you saw this or not, but a lot of local pilots, apparently
they definitely have an air force. There's actually a guy that they call like the Ghost or something, who I guess has been knocking off a lot of a lot of Russian jets.
The Russian jets are not that well flown, apparently. So it's just
Doesn't it kind of seem like the Russian military isn't really as well trained as they think they were?
No. Yeah, it does seem that way. Yeah. The chances are there are people who are analyzing whether or not the Russians would use small nuclear bombs. They say the chances are very low, but they're still looking up. Maybe, you know, I mean, that's just speculation and
well, the
hyperbole.
Reason, yeah, we don't know what's next, but the reason they were using the hypersonic missiles, it seems, is that they ran out of other ammunition. So the hypersonic is the one that can deliver the nukes, basically. They didn't put anything nuclear on it, but that's why they're using those, because they're out. The stockpiles are getting low.
You know what it is, partially, Jennifer, is that the Russian military is so corrupt, like everything else in the country, that the people who are the money that's earmarked for munitions and that sort of thing, they end up in the pockets of the oligarchs and end up in ships or planes or whatever. And that's, you know, this is just showing how serious that problem is there. So the president is going to Europe, and apparently he's going to announce additional sanctions. What more can we do? People are asking. I thought he was. No, there are plenty of things still left. He's in Brussels today for meetings with NATO and the G7, wondering, you know, I wonder out loud why the NATO people have obviously shown that they're feckless here. So the allies are supposed to be announcing some coordinated efforts on the West Front. They call it the West Front. So what else can they do?
Joint actually, I don't know about the feckless part, because I was watching something yesterday. I forget, maybe it was CNN. I'm not really sure. It was General Petraeus was on, and he was talking about, you know, it was him, and there was somebody else, and I forget. Jen, you would know the name. I forget now. But anyway, a couple people used to work, you know, high-level security in the Pentagon, and they were saying that, you know, everyone, it's very easy to, and you've said this too, Doug, and we've all kind of done it, the Monday morning quarterbacking.
Yeah.
It's very easy for everybody else to go, oh, well, you know, why don't we just do this and fly in there? But they said the bottom line is Russia has 4,000 nuclear warheads. That's the whole reason that we're 6, not moving 000, in.
I think, really.
Yeah, that's the reason right there. And I think it was Petraeus who said people need to just stop asking. That's the reason why we're not moving in.
Okay.
That's it right there.
Yeah, all right. It's 18 after. This is the DJV program, Wednesday, March 23rd.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I need 4 more of the biscuit carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three after the hour on the happy good day. Happy good day for you. There I am. That's in my. They see that's ingrained in my head. After how many years of doing what we call the Good Day program, now the DJV program, every once in a while it slips out. Not a big deal. It's just, well, I do wish you a good day with the ladies of the day that I have here, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay now, in a moment explaining, oh my God, more Bob Saget stuff. The guy's still dead. I wish we could leave him alone. But anyway, there's some more photos. We'll talk about those after this.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
All right, so Jay, we have more. Is this another one of these things like Kobe Bryant where there were a lot of pictures taken by a lot of bystanders and they are now being released? Were these official?
Not exactly, because this one is where, with the Kobe one, it was authorities who were taking pictures on their own personal devices.
Yeah.
These are more than 50 new photos that were taken as part of Bob Saget's death investigation released by authorities. These photos were not in the when Bob Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, and his three daughters, they were granted a permanent injunction to block the release of certain documents that pertain to the actor's death. These were not part of that. So these don't show his body or anything. These are strictly photos from the hotel released by authorities. These are from the cameras, the body camera footage, and actual footage
really
taken from the investigation.
In pictures of the thermostat that was set to 74 degrees.
A lot of this stuff, it's why does anybody need to know this?
Yes.
Why does anybody need to know he had two water bottles next to his bed on the nightstand?
The guy's dead. Leave him alone. Good God. It's the ghoulishness of this. You know, we talk about the British press and what a bunch of zeros they are. I think there's a lot of that stuff here. We find all these. Is this a TMZ thing, or is this just somebody because?
Well, it was
Florida
on TMZ for sure. Yeah. Pictures of the. It's sad because, you know, it's pictures of his rumpled up bed. You know,
it's
like, oh my God, that's where he died, and then they're trying to still figure out if he slipped and fell in the bathroom because he definitely took a shower because there were wet towels on the floor. So, I don't know. It's just the whole thing.
They still keep coming back to he hit
the
a hard surface that was covered by a soft surface, which could have been the headboard. It could have been the carpeted floor.
But who cares at this point?
But, yeah, why does anybody need to continue?
It may have been that.
Knowing
it's
all
disgusting. So here we are contributing to it by talking about it. I'm trying to point a finger at them whoever they are, the sensationalists, because it's pretty nonsensical. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's tonight's top one amount of tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford Motor Company has said it is planning to nearly double production of the F-150 Lightning pickup to 150,000 trucks per year to meet high demand for the first electric version of the F-Series. Ford is implementing a wave-by-wave reservation process, with reservation holders being asked to watch for an invitation via email from Ford or to log on to their Ford account over the next few months. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
New message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather likes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's first full day of questioning featured explanations of her approach as a judge, discussions of legal concepts, and defense of her soft-on-crime stance record. The Supreme Court nominee confirmation hearing begins in a few hours. A large destructive tornado struck the east side of New Orleans on Tuesday evening, causing severe damage and killing at least one person in the St. Bernard Parish area. A Storyful social media user describes his experience.
I was just driving in the tornado just now. They had two explosions went off. I see just swarming and spinning around. You heard me? I make the U-turn right here and go clean towards the city. You heard me? Man, that's crazy.
On this day in 1775, Patrick Henry voices, "Give me liberty or give me death," directed at British rule. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now that the Hunter Biden laptop has been proven authentic, Democrat politicians and mainstream media lied to protect their guy, candidate Joe Biden. Former Representative Doug Collins, Republican from Georgia, on Newsmax Tuesday, Collins said that the Times had an agenda that would never be tolerated anywhere else.
And number one, they have an agenda that really would never be tolerated anywhere else. This is what's disturbing to me. As someone who's lived through that, who kept saying, look, the laptop is real. We kept saying there's a connection with Ukraine. We kept saying that Biden had these issues. We kept saying that the Russian fake disinformation campaign was false. The dossier, the impeachment, the sham impeachment. We were the ones to be made fun of. But I'll tell you right now, we were right. And what's happening now is what should be more disturbing than anything is the New York Times is now saying that, yeah, it's real, but they're doing it about 18 months too late because they took information that they held and they held it for a political purpose, for a political reason, to gain a political outcome. You know, my question is that not an in-kind gift to the Democratic Party or Joe Biden's presidential campaign? Nobody's asking that question.
The Taliban on Wednesday backtracked on their promise that high schools would be open for girls, now say they will remain closed until a plan is drawn up in accordance with Islamic law for them to reopen. Teachers and students from three high schools around the capital of Kabul, Afghanistan, said girls had returned in excitement to campuses this morning, but were ordered to go home. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 34 after the hour, Wednesday, the middle of the week, work week anyway, for a lot of folks, March 23rd. We're into springtime. The first full day was yesterday. Weather seems to be improving, although I guess down where you are, Jay, in that neck of the woods, pretty violent night, tornadoes and stuff. You've got an update? Do you know what some of the specifics are in some of these areas where it was just wild as could be? A lot of wild stories today. One of them, I mean, we can say that what's going on in Ukraine is wild. We can talk about the weather being wild. We can talk about spring break in Miami and all the shootings and stuff down there. But let's focus on the weather a little bit just to sort of wrap ourselves around how violent springtime is. The change in the seasons happens. A lot of clashes between cold air and warm air, and it creates pretty messy situations, right?
Well, we just had rain here. Tornadoes were in New Orleans, way deep south of Louisiana.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
south of Tennessee dealt with a lot of stuff, but we really just had rain. We didn't even have the high winds that were expected. Well, but I don't know if you guys saw the video of the tornado that went through the lower ninth of New Orleans. It was two huge tornadoes that combined into a mega tornado. And watching how, just watching the sheer enormity of this thing on the video is so eerie. And they have one person who's been confirmed dead, and they're trying to dig out. The houses were ripped up from their foundation, spun around like the Wizard of Oz, and then placed in other places. Entire houses. Like, how do you go and get your house back? It's just, oh my gosh, the destruction is incredible. Lots and thousands of people without power today. It's really bad.
Well, circumstances where these, living in New Orleans, maybe that's the observation here, between hurricanes.
Wild weather, yeah.
And tornadoes, although I don't know how recently there have been these sort of serious tornadoes there. It's usually a little north of there and east of there where they sort of buck it up. But it's the weather's not predictable. Some people think it is, but it really isn't in circumstances like that. We can go on past experience and say, okay, this is kind of what has happened before. Meanwhile, over in Miami, at Miami Beach, there is a new curfew. The shootings and injuries to police officers, this has been going on since the weekend. One just wonders about spring break. I know the airlines love it, and the hotels love it. But at what point, this has been going on now for the past 3, 4, 5, 6 years, where there's so much violence, there's so much fighting, there's so much hooliganism, if that's a kind of a silly word for it. But now they'll have to shut down the city because what's going on? What's the matter with these kids who are down there and getting into all kinds of trouble? What's the point of all of this? I want to go have a good time. What, get out a gun and shoot up people? That's fun?
I don't know that it's the spring breaker kids, though, doing it. I think
people
that,
taking advantage of the crowds, probably.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the local police have been asking for more resources, and they asked the mayor to have the curfew and shut stuff down. Now, because it's not, you know, emergency orders like it was in the time of COVID, the mayor doesn't have the power to shut down the roads like they did last year to prevent people from going in. But they're just going to try to deal with it the best they can. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, for
Norfolk,
South Beach.
Look at what happened in Norfolk last weekend as well. There was a pizzeria and an argument outside of the pizzeria about who parked where. There was a newspaper reporter who was a bystander. Remember we talked about that yesterday? She got shot. 27 people were injured. There was a big fight in Austin, Texas, and 4 people got shot as well. This is around the South by Southwest. Friday, Saturday, Sunday usually takes place in Austin? 3 days of whatever it is that goes on there. I don't know. I never quite understood. Is it supposed to be music? Is it intellect? What goes on at South by Southwest?
It's both, isn't it? Music, politics.
Yeah, they have a film festival. They have a film festival. They have all kinds of panels. They've got, a bunch of different stuff. It's big on tech, as you would imagine, because Austin is now a tech hub. So there's a lot of tech stuff that goes on there.
So there are a lot of people who say it's the fault of the pandemic. People got caged up. Are we that immature, or is it that? I mean, okay, so grow up. It was a part of life. We all experienced it. Nobody liked it. But you have to become a criminal because you were pent up? That's your excuse? Oh, I've got all this energy. No!
See, I don't buy that as an excuse. I think that there are a lot of people trying to blame the pandemic for things. That's what they do a lot in L.A. because homicides and burglaries and thefts, everything is up in Los Angeles. And so they look around and they go, well, we can't blame ourselves. We can't blame the soft on crime policies of these crazy DAs. We have to say that it's COVID. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, I think actually, if we look around, most people did better for themselves during COVID. They got extra money from the government. They didn't have to go a lot of places. Spending was down. I mean, yes, there are people who lost their businesses, and some people lost or changed their jobs. But by and large, there was so much money coming in from the government. I'd actually think that maybe some people did better than they normally would during the pandemic.
Well, I mean, some people did, and then other people, obviously, their lives were decimated. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they were screwed on these programs. How many times have we talked about what happened on the farm with all these people that got billions of dollars that didn't deserve it to begin with? And that people find that out, that makes them angry, for sure. It ought to. There's no, the institution of fairness, not there. And
I just have a feeling a lot of those criminals who are out there doing bad things are not out there because they didn't get a PPP loan.
Wait, no, listen, sure, but they're taking advantage of it. The crime increases. I remember back in the 60s after Kennedy was killed. That was an excuse for people to go out and shoot things up. And then the gas lines of the 70s. That was another excuse for people to go shoot things up. There always seems to be a or somebody wants to assess it. Some sociologist somewhere wants to assess what is the problem and why are we having it. This disorder, I think it's immoral. A lot of this stuff that's going on is just plain immoral. And it goes on, and the way it's being handled by the police in California is completely immoral. Well, maybe not the police, but the way the district attorney, or it's complete immorality to let people who are criminals out of jail because you feel sorry for them, or because they come up with some excuse, they had a tough childhood, or whatever the hell it is. You know, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with that, too, on the part of people. So there's a lot of yelling and screaming and all the stuff on social media. It goes on and on and on. At some point, people just have to, and road rage. Oh, my God, look at that.
Road rage is really bad.
I mean, yeah, and so is it because of all of these other things? I mean, if you're going to be angry at somebody, be angry at the Chinese government and what's going on with that, and be, you know, that's the real culprit here. Those people are the culprits. We've created partially because of our greed and then becoming dependent on them for our economic health because we have everything made over there from soup to nuts. And so now we're suffering from the results of 40 years of giving them all our money and building up their cash so that they can continue to screw with the world, or their leaders can. Meanwhile, the BA2 subvariant of Omicron is, according to the stats that I've seen here from the Center for Disease Confusion, a third of the COVID variants, the BA2 is making up a third of them. But it doesn't seem to be any worse than Omicron. It's just you get a cold and there are people, about 34% of the COVID mutations this past week were BA2, but no, you know, there's not more people in the hospital. It's just a bad cold.
Yeah, it's 30% more transmissible is the latest number, I guess, that they've come up with than Omicron, but but there doesn't seem to be an increase in severity, which is good.
Yeah, it is good. Meanwhile, there's a new study that suggests that alcohol-related deaths during COVID increased in our country. Journal of the American Medical Association, Ken Kronhaus, one of the doctors associated with the DGV Health Corner, has been talking about. He does a lot of stuff, understanding what's going on in some of these journals, and points out that alcohol-related deaths rose 25% in 1 year among 35 to 44-year-olds. That's your age group, ladies. It was larger. Why? Why do you think there were more people your age who were getting onto alcohol and basically?
Well, more people
killing.
Were drinking. I mean, we certainly did lots of Zoom happy hours.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah. I am
people
surprised
home,
about the deaths,
bored.
Though.
Yeah, not driving, but it makes you sick. You know, if you overdo it, it makes you sick.
No, I don't know. I just find that can we just buck up and start dealing with it? We become. You know, I was talking about all these other countries that become naive. We become pretty naive ourselves. And meanwhile, to make matters worse, Virginia's annual bourbon lottery taking place today.
Oh, did you buy a ticket?
Pappy Van Winkle Bourbon. Two new types of that. Oh, man, you're going to have to take this one from me. I don't know from nothing about Pappy Van Winkle Bourbon. Old Rip Van Winkle Distilleries has released a new stock of whiskey. So if you're a bourbon drinker, you have the ability to get a lot of this stuff today, and then you can resell it at a huge markup. So what happens with it? Any of you ever had any of this to drink?
I'm not a Winkle's? I don't like brown liquor, so no.
12-year-old
bourbon
is $89.99 a bottle, and they have 966 bottles available And 241.
Bourbon is like a collector's alcohol, which is weird. Like they number bottles a lot, and I'm like Victoria. I don't drink it, but I know that people who do when it becomes collector's items, they have numbered bottles they hold on to. They let it age a long time. You know, it's not like buying a bottle of Tito's that you're just gonna go.
What's Tito's?
The vodka.
Okay. I'm so knowledgeable when it comes to this stuff. So anyway, here's how this works. For those of you who want to buy a bottle of this crap, if you're 21 or older than that, obviously, you have a Virginia driver's license, you can enter the lottery. It goes from today through Sunday. The largest number of entries last year, 302,884. What, for 1,000 bottles of this stuff?
Yeah, because you can resell it and you make a lot of money.
How much money can you make? Maybe I'll buy some.
I don't know. I mean, you could put it up for auction on eBay or
sign me up. That's all right. So maybe we should do that in the name of the program. How's that? I'll drink to that. Meanwhile, the folks at Calitrin want you to know that even though the deal that we had for St. Patrick's Day is gone, because St. Patrick's Day is gone, you can now, this week, take advantage of their new spring sale. It is springtime, after all. There's an unlimited buy three, get three free plus shipping on the 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, whatever you want. Okay, so between now and April Fools, this is the deal. Buy three, get three free plus free shipping. Use the DJV code at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No shy and retiring violet. It's time for Victoria Keelan to really dig in to what's going on in the world of technology that affects all of us. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, starting with, yet again, more focus on Facebook. Isn't this exciting?
Yeah, this is a super annoying story for a lot of people who use Facebook. Early in March, a bunch of Facebook users got a mysterious email that they assumed was spam, and it said, quote, your account requires advanced security from Facebook Protect. It told users that they were required to turn on the Facebook Protect feature, which they could do by hitting a link in the email by a certain date, or they would be locked out of their account. This has all of the hallmarks. Spam email. However, it was real. And now, a lot of people are locked out of Facebook. So, the program, according to Facebook, is a security program for groups of people that are more likely to be targeted by malicious hackers like human rights defenders, journalists, and government officials. It's meant to do things like ensure those accounts are monitored for hacking threats and that they're protected by Facebook's two-factor authentication. Unfortunately, that email that Facebook sent out also came from an address, security@facebookmail.com. It also looked exactly like a spam email. So everything about this was so bungled, and like I said, it wasn't spam, and as of March 17th, a lot of people are now locked out of their Facebook accounts. They're having trouble with the process that Facebook has provided for them to get back in. It's apparently not straightforward. The people who didn't activate Facebook Protect before the deadline are getting a message explaining why they can't get into their accounts, but they haven't really offered any help as to how to remedy the situation. So there
are... What a surprise.
Yeah, lots of complaints on Twitter and other social networking venues because people can't complain about it on Facebook. So they're taking their complaints elsewhere. And others have complained that they couldn't get through the activation process even before the deadline. So effectively, they've been locked out of their account even before March 17th. And Facebook has just not provided any assistance. So if you're locked out of Facebook and you're wondering why, think back, and maybe there was an email that you got that looked like spam, or maybe even it went to your junk box. It's a very big possibility, too. So this is the reason why you can't get back in.
All right, there's a new debit card that has an interesting feature. We'll talk about that after this.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, so the investment app Robinhood has something new. What is it? Pray tell.
Yep, Robinhood has a new debit card. It's being branded as the Robinhood Cash Card. It's going to be linked to a spending account that's not your brokerage account, so it'll be linked to your other bank account, like a checking account or savings, and it works for in-person and online payments as well as ATM withdrawals. The card's big new feature that people are buzzing about is the option for users to automatically invest in assets like stocks and crypto while they're using this debit card. So Robinhood will round up the transactions made using the card to the nearest dollar and use that extra money to buy assets chosen by you. And so if you spend $10.55 on a burrito bowl with your cash card, Robinhood rounds that up to $11, uses that extra 45 cents to buy nano shares of stocks or crypto or whatever you want it to buy. And so to encourage use of this new feature, Robinhood is gifting people an extra 10 to 100% of their weekly roundup money. It's capped off at $10 per week. And there will be an option for users to send their paycheck to this new account through direct deposit. And then they get access to their funds up to 2 days early and automatically invest a portion of that deposit in whatever chosen assets you want, again, crypto or stocks. The card has no subscription fees, no account minimum, no overdraft fees, and no in-network ATM fees. They're really aiming at a younger audience with this because younger people typically survive on debit card only. Very rarely, do they dive into credit cards. So it's kind of perfect for that. Plus, you get to still build up your investment portfolio.
Let's hear it for building up our investment portfolio. Woo-hoo! All right, thank you for that cradle of information. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.